Let us pray. Our Lord and our God, King of creation, Almighty, we thank you for today. We thank you that we are still living in the land of the living. And we thank you that blood is flowing through us. We are here to listen to your word. Almighty God, use your servant as an instrument to speak to your people. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I take authority over any spirit that is not of God, which has come here to destabilize the word of God. Father, Holy Spirit, take control. Take absolute control in Jesus' name. Amen. Before we listen to the word of God, I would like to call my dear sister, Abraham Boatma, to give us a song.
I sit in a tree, Wuswa. Shewan was a muye. Sobrano swaye biewa. Susu di hong komo. E puenia toye iwama. Etifini ana fosio ni mwa. E yadi siadie. E trese obra yo kopa. Peja weni. Shenyame oyono kwafo. Soprano soye bibie woha Susu di hong komo E pweni ato ye iwama E tifini ana fosyo ni mwa E yadi siadie E trese obra yo kupa Peja weni Shenyame oyono kwapo Enti vampai bo kawasem tire o kesi enwa e bweni ato ye iwama asafwera di o jini wo mi kra sorry Yes, 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 Ekukoya dentre se uja kwa na wapaba be aweni jenyame oyano kwapo mikra sorry yebesiesie nyakane se o beshe wo hunde Missi down yami ati o Asenya wa yewe Akaka kra na di achi o Enura yenura Eneni ochna nsuntu mi nyepe Ebuko yo biya jentre Se uja imwana wa baba Peja we Enti vampai bo kawa mchire ni ato ye iwa ma asafwera di ojini wu
amen. Sister Brown, thank you so much. I hope you listen to the words in the song. Today, we are asked to walk faithfully in the Lord. Walk faithfully in the Lord. Enoch walked faithfully in God. Then he was no more because God took him away. Genesis chapter 5. Verse 24. People of God, before I start this sermon, I would like to ask a general question. Looking at the way you are leading your life, can you say that you are walking faithfully in the Lord? The word faithful comes from a Greek word pistos, which means loyal, truthful, be truthful to the fact. So, looking at the way we are leading our life, can we say that we are loyal to Jesus Christ? Can we say that we are faithful to Jesus Christ? Looking at how Jesus Christ loved us, he came to this world, suffered, shed his blood. In fact, he was beaten. They spat upon him. And they put a crown of thorns on his head. He went through a lot of suffering so that he will save us. Now, looking at all this that Jesus did, can we honestly say that we are faithful to him? I will leave the answer to everyone to answer for himself or herself. Even coming to church, the time that we used to come to church indicates whether we are faithful to God or we are not faithful to God. The way we go about our things in the church indicates whether we are faithful to God or we are not faithful to God. But under all circumstances, God wants us to be faithful. And from there, na mi say, si ehwe kwan ye boy abra bo se na ye boy abo obo wi asimu a. Ye betimi aka se ye du no kra ma urade ana se. Se ye de anuto fo mpa, ye ni no kra ma urade. Ye hwe ye mra de ba sori mu. Se na ye ni ma o wi asin nyina mu. Ye ni urade na ma betimi aka se ye di no kra ma urade ana se ye ni no kra. You see, according to the medical authorities, walking is one of the effective forms of physical activity. It stimulates the heart, lungs, and strengthens the bones and muscles. It increases the blood flow in our body. So walking is a very good exercise. So today we are asked to walk faithfully with God. God wants us to walk faithfully with him. He wants us to understand that the Christian life that we are leading is a faithful walk with the Lord. People of God, ever since I became the spiritual head of this church, my goal, my objective has been to give the word of God unadulterated to the people of God so that they will be able to know the true word of God and to follow it so that in the end, when God appears, people may not be found wanting. My dear brothers and sisters who are listening to me now, Jesus Christ wants us to walk faithfully with him. And we must understand that walking faithfully with Jesus is a journey which requires dedication. It requires courage. And then it requires persistence. It calls for self-surrender. It is an intense to please the Lord. I don't want to say, Obetimini, Onyamia Nante, na Watimini, Namia Nante, and Ukwerimudia. And a Yama Kukodro, a Yama Sober, two Mussi or Amarade. If you say a pan to own a year, 2 years to the genuine, you know, and yet easy. When we say we are to walk faithfully in God, it means that there is the possibility of not working faithfully with God. There is the possibility that one will walk in the way of the devil. And there is also the possibility that one will walk faithfully with God. According to 2 Kings 8:27 in the Bible, it talks about a king of Israel whose name is Ahaziah. And the Bible said that Ahaziah also walked in the way of the house of Ahab. And he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. In walking, King Ahaziah, he did not walk faithfully with God, but he walked unfaithfully with God. He did the same thing as Jezebel and Ahab did, because he is of the family of Ahaziah. I don't know more. They may park any chair when you say, and I'm all your two a Christo me. And then the penny nan would do no crow womb. You can come, Babo, no. I am from my train, me and Lunch, I'm watching. A tear, you know, and so on. Now, a hini be a horn of moi. Now, your fellow, or hini Ahaziah. Babo say, Sao hini way, no, and I'm all two on a brabo, no. One, two, and I'm all over Jesus Christo demo. Near way, and I, ye, dear, and so a radi any. Sao, in the same way, when we look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 to 7. The scripture continues to talk about saying, and you, whom he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of the world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit which now works in the power of disobedience. Yeah, so. Bible says, son, I need to hear, you must say, you're a dear, now so son and I yet here, no yamia dum, and I'm here more bo, am I a movie at send in yet ye? If you cast your mind back to the days when you were in secondary schools or when you were in elementary school, whatever, and if you look at the kind of things that you did, and if you are still alive today and God has not killed you, then it is by the grace of God. Now, let us bring it down locally. When we bring it down locally, there are some of us, there are some people in the world, or some people in the church. They may come to even borrow a property of the church. And when they borrow that property of the church, that is the end. Because it is a property of the church. Such people are not walking faithfully with the Lord. There are also some people, when you give them the opportunity to count or to work on the church's money, they go about stealing some of the money. An example is in a church where I came from. You see, here in America, $5, $10, $50 and $100, they are all of the same color. So if anybody is dipping anything into the bowl, you cannot tell whether it is $5, whether it is $1, whatever it is. But in Europe, every money has different color. The 1 and 2 euros, they are coins. And then the 5 euro is green in color. The 10 euro is something like a reddish color. And then we have 20 euro, which is blue. Then we have 100 euro, which is green. And then we have 200 euro, which is yellow. Then we have 500 euro, which is wine in color. That money, if you lose one, you have lost a lot of money. And if you take one to Ghana and change it, you have to go with a bag to collect that money. So from the church where I was, as I was sitting on the platform, there was a sister who had a communication with God that, God, if you allow my sister to be able to join me, I will offer a sacrifice of 500 euro to the Lord. So that day, when the sister was bringing the 500 euro, because God brought the sister, she was waving the money like this. So everybody in the church saw that that sister was holding what? 500 euro. And we saw the sister dip the 500 euro in the offering bowl. But at the end of the day, when we went to count the money, I was eager. I wanted to see that 500 euro. I tell you, it was missing. But it was counted by people who are members in the church. This is an indication of the fact that not everybody in the church is what? Faithful. Not everybody in the church is walking faithfully with the Lord. So if you take it for granted that everybody in the church is faithful, my dear brother, my dear sister, you'll be found wanting. You see, some people, they are walking with the Lord. They come to church every day, but they never see any good thing that the church is doing. All that they see is the mistakes that is going on in the church. So if there is anybody in the church who continue to say that, because of this, I will not do this, because of this, that, because of this, that, those people, my dear brother, my dear sisters, they are not walking with the Lord faithfully. In addition, there are those who come to church, all right, they are members of the church. But even though they are members of the church, they know the commandments of the Lord, but they still go about sleeping with people's wives, sleeping with people's husbands, and doing things that Christians are not supposed to do. Such people are not faithful. They are not walking faithfully with the Lord. It is my prayer that the Lord God Almighty, through His word, will touch those people so that they may change. There are those who also come to church. All right. But everything that the world is doing, they are also involved. There are some people, they would never come to church. Why? Because if they come to church, they will be affected by coronavirus. But go to parties and you meet them there. People of God, let me ask this question. The church and the party, which is crowded? So where is one likely to be affected with coronavirus when you go into a gathering? Is it a church or a party? Such people, they forget God's caution on Matthew chapter 24. They forget God's gospel on James 4:4, which says that friendship with the world is enmity to God. My dear brother, my dear sister, who are listening to me today, please, 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 I want you to be aware of the fact that there is an enemy who is fighting very well so that you may not be able, so that you may not be able to walk faithfully with the Lord. There is an enemy who is doing that. So when you come to John chapter 10, verse 10, the A portion, the Bible says that the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. People of God, our enemy does not want you to be faithful to God so that God will bless you. Rather, he wants you to be unfaithful to God so that God will curse you and you end up in hell. He does all these things, first of all, by tempting men to sin. He does these things by tempting men to do what God has asked them not to do. And people obey and do what God has asked them not to do. The devil tried it unsuccessfully on Jesus Christ in the wilderness. He tried to tempt Jesus Christ himself so that Jesus will do what God has asked him not to do. But he was unsuccessful. Even though he tried it on Jesus and he was unsuccessful, he also tried it on Judas and he became successful. But we know the end results of Judas. Jesus, in the end, Judas hanged himself. The devil is still doing the same thing to us today, so that we shall walk with God, but we are not going to walk with God faithfully. But rather, we are going to walk with God unfaithfully because the devil continued to tempt us. Oh, and then they said, sorry. And people will obey. People of God, again, the enemy does these things by using miracles, signs, and wonders to deceive people. According to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9, the scripture says that the coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power, with signs and lying, emphasis on the word, lying wonders. Some Bible says that counterfeit wonders. Some other Bible say false wonders. Today, instead of people listening to the word of God, listening to the unadulterated word of God so that they can have salvation for their souls, the devil is convincing people to put their minds on miracles, signs, and wonders. But it is a jackal free. And what power is he using to do that miracles? Today, the devil is enticing us so that our minds will be on miracles, signs, and wonders and not listening to the word of God. In that case, we will end up not walking faithfully with God. And the Bible continues to tell us that the God of this world, he has blinded the minds of people so that even when they hear the word of God, when they hear the unadulterated word of God, they hear it through this ear, and it goes out through this ear. So in the end, nothing enters their heart. As I'm preaching right now, when the service is over, and you meet people at the parking lot, ask them, what did the preacher preach today? Some will remember, but there are others who may not remember what I said, just because the devil took all those things away from them. Today, God is asking us to walk faithfully with him. And we read about Elijah and Elisha. You know, Elisha walked so faithfully with Elijah to the extent that when Elijah was away, he inherited a double portion of the spirit of Elijah, of the anointing of Elijah. There was a time when Elijah asked Elisha to go away from him. But Elisha said, no, I will go with you. Wherever you go, I will go with you. But he followed him faithfully to the extent that all the powers that were on Elijah, that powers came on Elisha because he was faithful. People of God, if we are faithful to God, the blessings of the Lord will not elude us. The blessings of the Lord will come to us. But because the enemy wants us not to be blessed by the Lord, we continue as we want and to be unfaithful to God. People of God, when you walk with somebody, when you are walking with somebody, what do you normally do? When you are working with somebody, you talk, you laugh, you listen, and you share views and ideas. Sometimes there will be occasional distractions. But you try to overcome these distractions and keep the work going. Working with God is like that. When we enter into an intense relationship with God through faith in His Son, Jesus Christ, He becomes all that our heart desire. Say, I am pastor, yani nyame nam no kromwa. Eh? Yani nyame kasa. Yani nyame di komo. Na ebri biano, yesu. Ne ba yesu no. Ne hu asem. Na tem biya ya da ya kumasu. Bi biya ye ye biano. Ye shed ye yesu be ye. We look at what Jesus will do. And we follow like that. People of God. According to the gospel reading that we read this morning, the disciples of Jesus Christ, they felt that, Lord, those people who are unfaithful to you, can we command fire so that fire will come and consume those people? And Jesus said, you do not know the spirit that you have, because the Son of Man did not come to kill people or to destroy people, but to save people. I don't know how many people are lancers. I don't know how many people are lancers. Udi ubo nyame asem so ananke je frisro pa anke nipa be bu nyame. But Jesus say wa amaso be say nipa nemo ba say oba be ji nipa na say na mehwe video bi e say afu aso asniga onya asem bi ana asem na onya ye no obo odua na dua na obo ye no ana ono anim say otena social media kan ko fo asem. It is God for better house work and who has emptied the abono say. Dreya me boy, Obi be your better social media. As who can be a nanae, Mufania Nasia. What is Obi can be? Hallelujah. What is Obi can be? But Jesus said, He does not want fire to come from heaven and to consume the people, because He came to save people. The Bible says that when one sinner repents, all the angels in the world, they glorify God. People of God, I'm preaching to you now that whatever you are doing, if you are not faithful to God, as long as you are living, as long as you are alive, you have the chance to turn around and be faithful to God, so that in the end, you find yourself in the kingdom of heaven. Now, Jesus called three people according to our readings today. The very first person, he was prepared to follow Jesus because he was impressed with the benefits such as healing and food that followers were getting from Jesus. Because he was impressed of that thing, he decided to follow Jesus. And then Jesus told him, Bo-minia, the fox, they have holes. But the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. When that person heard of that, he didn't follow Jesus again because he knew that he says he has no place to lay his head. So if I follow him, where am I going to lay my head? People of God, we follow Jesus because of what we will get. We follow Jesus because we know that we will get something. When we are married and we don't have child, the Lord will give us children. When we are sick, the Lord will heal us. When we are this, the Lord will give us this. Whenever we are in need, we pray, oh Lord, this case that I have with the court, Father, come in. Oh Lord, this document that I'm working on, please help me so that I get my document. Lord, this, we worship God because of what we think we get. But that is not the case. The word of God says that we must seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And He called them all these things. And all these things shall be added unto you. But we are rather looking for these things instead of looking first at the kingdom of God. My dear brothers, my dear sisters, it is never too late. As long as you are alive, there is hope. You can change your life in the last minute. You can walk faithfully with God starting from today Because the woman who and only in the soul you. But some of you are seeing nay dear. You have hope and you can change your life for better. You see, although for the second person, it is Jesus who called that person. Jesus called the person to follow him. But the answer he gave shows that he wanted to follow Jesus at his convenience. Everybody, what friend me? Say me medu wachi. Now so me perse, me ko see me papa. And son me medu wachi. That person has chosen the time when he wants to follow Jesus. We do the same. One day I was preaching to some people and I told them that, in fact, when I was in secondary school, I was at the university, I was whatever. I was not like this. I enjoyed life. And the Lord God Almighty touched me one day and I'm who I am today. Then that person said, oh, if so, then Father, why don't you also leave me to enjoy a little so that when God touched me, I become like you. My dear brother, my dear sister, do you know when you're going to die? Do you know when the Lord will call you? I am fortunate that after all I did, the Lord called me whilst I'm alive. And that is why I'm telling you that as long as you are also alive, you can walk faithfully with God because you don't know when death will knock at your door. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, there is also a third person whom the Lord called. But that person, the Lord called him, but he was still attracted to the kind of things that he was enjoying. And he didn't want to live the kind of life that he was living. So he said, Lord, you have called me all right, but can I just go home and say goodbye to my family before I come? So there are some people, God is calling them to be faithful with them. But because those people, they don't want to live sexual immorality. Hey, eti amaya debia minomina mo minya bi kamai timiko dinya miyeche jaiwe ngina. They don't want to live the kind of life that they were living. They don't want to live drunkenness. There are also those who don't want to live adultery. There are also those who don't want to live bribery and corruption or whatever sin they are engaged in. They don't want to live that sin because they know that if they want to follow Jesus and they want to follow him faithfully, it means that they have to forget or forgo all this kind of life that they are leading, which they think gives them joy. My dear brothers, my dear sisters, this kind of life, do they give joy? Madam Fumin Okan, I will say, so you know, baby, koda, and your 5 minutes enjoyment, every day disgrace. People of God, we must walk as people who are spiritual. We must not walk with the Lord as people who are carnal. And so, Lord Jesus said, no one, having put his hand in the plow and looks back, is fit for the kingdom of God. There are so many of us, they accept positions in the house of God. But whenever there is any small problem, they turn in their resignation letter. I have resigned. So far, I'm very happy to inform you that though you selected me as a leader of this decision, so effective today, I resign. The Bible says that those people, if you put your hand in the plow and you look back, you are not fit for the kingdom of God. So if they are giving you any position, today we are going to inaugurate the executives of the District Women's Fellowship. As you are accepting this position, I'm telling you, that if something happens, if one of the ladies slap you, if anything happens, and you say because of that you have resigned, it means that you are not fit for the kingdom of God. If you don't want the position, just don't accept it. But just don't accept it, and when there is a problem, you turn in a resignation. That will make you unfit for the kingdom of God. It is better not to accept it than to accept and resign because of a problem that may crop up. We have a lot to do today. So the last thing that I'm telling you people is that today, as you are hearing the word of God, do not put cork in your ears. But let the word of God sink in your ears and come down in your heart so that it will touch you to be able to change your way of life. I don't follow my debt, but I can say a lot of things are going on in the social media. I feel the social media cry a pack as a Bible cry and yam yasem. Yes, so people are doing all those things. It is good. But listen to my caution. This caution, I sign it every day. It is better for you to believe that there is God and worship that God and walk with him faithfully. So, the Bible says that after death, there is judgment, you see. So, if after death, you go and there is no God, there is no Jesus, everything that is in this Bible is a lie. All that you have lost is the time that you wasted to worship God. But if you believe the lies people are saying, that there is no God, so you do your life anyhow, you walk with God unfaithfully, you don't even attend to church, you do whatever you want to do, and you die, and you go, and there is a God. At that time, it will be what? Too late to come back. But anumonyama enkanya nkupa one say, baby na nipa kone emi enu, eye denya ubonyam baku wako. Hallelujah. One cross right here, Mamma. Obekobun Samjim. Me who say will be a wa qua, yasan de number, say, well, never be the yasan de number. Obi a wa, Babi Bako de Ubenya. Hallelujah. And I hear Tiasi. Yanni Christo Nante, Nianen Nante, and Ukremu. Nasian Nantu Nukremua. Dan Kwamano. We shall have a crown of life. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Everybody, young people, yet I was sick. What some now, dear brother, may and that one was so guabano. Bible, yet I said, go for the Okogu Nabano. Now, Sabana Ogu, Yano, baby, Kogu, as our secretary, so man, my best saw ye, a big Ogu, so ye mu. A man so yano wo wono na so bi gu asase pam me bom pa ye se enna urade abaye wo gui mani ngu asase pa e wo makoma mu na enso emo ho aduasa aduasia ne oha na wo pie wanu mo nyamu a papa o meye wo tie wasemi wa anya yuraba ne mo ba bi a wasiesie ma hoto fo no omo so anya ho bi na wo atra ahyodi kroko na nmo nyam ye da wase he da wase e wo Yesu Kristo di mu amen.